Last week, officials from Garfield, Pitkin, and Eagle counties released a joint public health order banning all gatherings of 50 people or more, regardless of the event location or the type of event. The order is enforceable by law, and violators could face a Class 1 misdemeanor. But the order had some wondering, why so drastic? Garfield County's Public Information Officer Carrie Godis explains the reasoning.
We have found through all of the studies and through what other areas in other states and other countries are going through at this time, that the only way we can protect our medical facilities and providers and healthcare workers is by taking a very aggressive stance and being able to hopefully slow the spread of this disease.
While the public health order explicitly bans large gatherings, that's not the end of it. It also greatly encourages social distancing. In other words, minimizing face-to-face contact with others in whatever way possible. This is why events have been canceled, restaurants are moving to curbside pickup, school districts from Aspen to Parachute have announced closures, and people are being encouraged to work from home if possible.
Because there is no antiviral or vaccine for COVID-19, we have to implement non-pharmaceutical interventions. That's what the social distancing and community mitigation is really wrapping around.
That's Karen Kinneman, Pitkin County's public health director. She says it's no longer possible to prevent widespread transmission of COVID-19, so the goal now is to keep the number of sick people from exploding as not to overwhelm local hospitals. This strategy is called flattening the curve.
Think about back to sixth grade when we learned about the Y and the X axis. If you think about the Y axis, that's the number of cases. If you think about the X axis, that's the time. And when we look at epidemiological curves, we can see that if there's an explosion in the number of cases in a short amount of time, you're going to have a steeper curve. We don't want a steep curve because that's what does impact our healthcare system and our first responders. We want to flatten out that curve. That's why you're seeing the shift in how we're doing testing in our community, as well as what you're seeing with the public health orders.
Kinneman says people need to stop focusing on the number of positive cases in their community as a marker for how they should be responding, since it is now clear that community transmission is taking place, and due to very low testing rates, that means the number of people infected with COVID-19 is much higher than what is being reported.
We actually don't have the data that shows community spread, but knowing what we know about how COVID-19 has spread in other communities, we are moving into a different response, knowing that not having the data, but knowing that it's happening.
So the virus is spreading, the number of cases is higher than you think, and the best response we have at this time is to reduce face-to-face contact in whatever ways are possible. If we are successful, we can hopefully avoid overloading our local hospitals. But given the statistics, even with aggressive action, hospitals around the country are still likely to fill up by mid-May based on conservative estimates. Karen Kinneman says this is a community-wide effort. Businesses should consider closing or allow their employees to work from home when possible. Instead of going out to eat, consider takeout. And if you're feeling sick, or you think you might have been exposed to COVID-19, stay home.
I just want to reiterate, this is a community-level response. Everybody in this community has a role to play. I want the community to feel empowered, that they can not be fear-based and not be worrying, and really think about what they can do themselves and their family to really prevent this spike in the FE curve.
In future newscasts, we'll be discussing more about social distancing, including strategies for individuals and businesses, as well as the secondary impacts. We'll also be discussing the healthcare system capacity in our local area to emphasize the importance of reducing the spread of the virus. For more information on COVID-19, visit our website, kdnk.org, and click the red text near the top of the page. And we'd like to know how you're handling the community-wide effort. Are your employees working from home? Have you canceled events or moved them to live streams? And what about helping your fellow community members? Or maybe you'd just like to share a word of encouragement or even ask a question. Whatever you have to say, we want to hear. So to give us your thoughts, call us at 963-0139 and ask for the news director's voicemail. You can also email news@kdnk.org. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.